It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
So we knew more was going to be just coming to light with Sean Diddy Combs. And sure enough, already 120 different accusers are bringing lawsuit claims against Diddy for sexual assault, sexual trafficking, so many terrible things, and all these are expected to be filed. So there's this lawyer, Tony Busby, who's a lawyer for all the different accusers, and he said that he plans to represent both men and women who accused Sean Diddy Combs of different sex crimes dating all the way back to the early 90s. So yeah. This isn't just like a recent thing. It's not just girls. It's not just adults either.
A big percentage of them are underage too.
Yeah, most of them are minors.
Yeah,
and
disgusting.
There's both men and women. So the stories and the facts are just chilling.
The other thing he said was other celebrities will be revealed.
This is not good. And big part of it too is it's not just people, it's not just celebrities that could be charged. It's also going to be companies as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these people were profiting off of Diddy and turning like a blind eye to all of his different misconducts, like banks, pharmaceutical companies, hotels, Bad Boy Entertainment, Universal Music Group, Epic Records, and many, many, many other companies that were involved with Diddy for so many years. Probably saw things and just looked the other way or took bribes or something. If you were involved with Diddy, good luck, because your tea is going to be spilled. Your secrets are going to come out. So many people are coming forward.
All eyes are on Beyonce and Jay-Z right now, too, because they were so closely tied together. Mm-hmm. They're seen at those parties. And so all eyes are going, what's going on? It's scary. It's scary to celebrities, because we had seen something this with Epstein Island. We were kind of familiar with it, but I feel like Diddy is more mainstream names that we could see, and that is just disgusting that people were witnessing this stuff, being participating in it. Like, ugh.
So my For You page right now on TikTok is basically all about Diddy and like all these conspiracy theories. People are tying him to Michael Jackson. People are tying him to all these different deaths. Yeah, definitely Beyonce and Jay-Z are involved with it too. There's so much going on with this that it is so chilling, but a lot of these stories are starting to line up, unfortunately. So the more headlines that come out, I'll keep you guys updated. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Selena Gomez has just been out there hustling. She's been staying so busy, doing new films, new TV shows, left and right, but she's also out there staying incredibly humble, too. She is now a billionaire. In fact, Selena Gomez is one of the youngest female self-made billionaires all in the United States.
It's all from her cosmetic line. What's the cosmetic
Rare
line?
Rare Beauty.
Rare Beauty, yeah. It's she does do Only Murders in the Building and used to do music. But, it's all from this cosmetic line.
Yes.
People love it, apparently.
It is very, very well deserved. I would say her most famous product from the Rare Beauty is probably the blushes. They're like super pigmented.
That's what I was going to say.
They're amazing.
Too.
Yeah. I also love their mascara.
Me too.
Really, really great. Sold at Sephora. But she told reporters recently, she says, "I'm very grateful, but I personally think it's a little distasteful to talk about money. But I really am giving all the credit to people who buy the products. They're the ones that made this dream of mine come true. So really, I'm just honored and happy."
I love Selena Gomez for so many different reasons. One, she just seems like a sweetheart. She seems awesome. But she is somebody who was a younger Disney star, grew up in front of all of us. And we've seen what that does to younger stars. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she went through hard times, but like advocated for mental health, advocated for herself, took breaks from social media. And you would think that, okay, if you do that, you take breaks from social media, you take a break from making music, you take a break from acting, your career is done. No, she has taken a break from music and hasn't gone back to it. But now she stars in one of the biggest TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she was able to launch a business and does do like that cooking show too. Like she was able to come back when she was ready and took the time when she needed it and did self-care. So she is an example that you can do self-care and be self-made.
Right. And also, I want to shout her out for how hard it is to become successful in the cosmetic area, because so many celebrities try to launch beauty brands,
right,
and it's super saturated and nobody really ever like sticks and lands.
We hear about Kylie, so like, oh, they must have done it, so it must be easy. No, it is a really competitive, and so the Kylies and Selenas are rare. Speaking of rare beauty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.